We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning, Maxie.
Good morning, David.
We have some games here in the Twin Cities tonight, some good high school basketball games, some good teams getting together, and I know you'll be covering a lot of that as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the interesting team to me right now is in boys basketball is Moundsview. They have just quietly put together this unbeaten season, and they've kind of held off all challenges as it's come their way. And they played a good schedule. And tonight they play Creighton-Dereham Hall. And Creighton-Dereham Hall struggled early in the season and seems to have found a little bit of its mojo now. Of course, they've got Trey Holloman, one of the outstanding point guards in the state, and they're 7-4, which is down by their standards, but it looks like they're starting to play the way that they want to play, and that's a really interesting matchup to me. I went out and watched Totino Grace practice the other day. That's going to be a real interesting section when they get in there with Minnehaha Academy and Columbia Heights, because Minnehaha will be the prohibitive favorite, but wow, do they have a sophomore class at Totino Grace. They got four just outstanding players. And generally speaking, you say that because sophomores usually by the end of the season are pretty darn good if they're good players. And so it's a different team than you see during the year. They blew out Spring Lake Park the other night after Spring Lake Park had beaten them earlier this season. Mm-hmm. Nick Carroll's got it going on there. And then I talked to Omar McMillan last night, the head coach at Richfield. They're in that same section with South St. Paul, who's unbeaten. Richfield's lost just once, and there's some good things going on. You also have tonight Centennial, who's lost just once against Maple Grove, who's undefeated in girls basketball, and Mark Cook, the brother of Dan Cook, the great architect of that Maple Grove program. So they play tonight as well.
Yeah, there's some good games going on. De La Salle, Columbia Heights, they're both in the top five.
Yeah, and Willie Brazil got them the last time. Willie's a great coach there at Columbia Heights. And De La Salle has, by their standards, has really struggled. They lost to Holy Angels the other night. Holy Angels hasn't had a great year. Columbia Heights got them. Richfield got them. Teams that haven't got, I think their conference winning streak was 50-some games until this year. And they look pretty good. I mean they won a game 70-28 over a good St. Croix Lutheran team earlier this year. So De La Salle early in the year looked pretty good, but they've stumbled a little bit lately.
Yeah, and St. Croix Lutheran beat Columbia Heights, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. St. Croix came back and played Columbia, beat Columbia Heights, and they've got that Bouchard kid, that nice stroke there for them, and the Longaville, who scores about 20-some a game. They got some players on that team.
Then we have a baseball on Sunday, Max. That's a good feel. Twins are playing Sunday here on
that,
CCO.
Huh? Isn't that great to hear? I mean, the 2,400 fans, whatever it is, it's another step in the right direction. And, there's something about listening to spring training games and WCCO, too. I just love it. You know, you can just hear the – you almost smell the suntan lotion, you know, when you're listening to it with Dan and Corey and the gang. And that'll be fun. They've been practicing for whatever you can get out, from you just sit up here. It's pretty hard to tell. But they got a lot of pitching candidates down there. And it's going to be interesting. Michael Pineda, I was listening to yesterday. He had his press conference, and he said COVID or non-COVID, he prepared the same way. And Big Mike doesn't look like he missed many meals this offseason, I got to tell you. So I don't know if that concerns him or not, or he just seems like the kind of guy that says, hey, just give me the ball and I'll go pitch. Don't worry about me. But he's got kind of that affable, funny personality. He, obviously he got suspended there last year for, some kind of a supplement that reduced weight. And It wasn't funny, but it's only funny because the way that he carries himself.
Yeah, and if he's healthy the whole year, he could be a difference maker. Is Jake Odorizzi, has he not signed with anybody yet?
That's a good question. Maybe he hasn't. I haven't looked at that, but boy, he'd be a good find for somebody. I mean, he's done the work. Remember, he took the 1-year deal last year, and he's with pitching always at a premium, starting pitching in particular. If you can get a number three starter like that, unless he's trying to create a bidding war and wants money, but I haven't checked lately to see if he's signed with anybody. But when he's in good shape, I don't know that he's a top of the rotation guy, but on a pretty good team, you can put him at three or four in the 5-man slot there, and that's a pretty good find for it if you can get him. But maybe he's waiting for more money or a longer term contract.
Yeah, no doubt, though. Yeah, he would. Yeah, that just surprised me. He's a good pitcher and a good guy. And then, of course, tonight, as we talked about earlier, the new head coach makes his debut. He's already in Milwaukee tonight for the Timberwolves.
Yeah, had a little practice yesterday, run it through and run the sets. And I don't know how many new things he'll put in, new wrinkles. I'm sure he'll try to integrate some of that during the course of the season. And I'm sure he has an idea because he coached them against the Timberwolves twice in the last a couple of weeks, or just last week, they played him twice. And I don't know if he was – different assistant coaches are in charge of different scouting reports. They'll say that you got this team. And so I don't know if he was in charge of breaking down the Wolves a couple of times. If he was, that would give him a pretty good advantage because that means he looked at them in detail a couple of times just last week. But I'm sure he has ideas as to how they can do it. We were here, Trent Tucker, on last night, and he said, one of the things you can't – Carl Anthony Towns is a great shooter, and that's a great – attribute to have for a 6'11", 7-foot guy, but you got to get him down low some. You got to take advantage of somebody that long. You can't just make him a pick and pop guy. That you're wasting him. And so it'll be interesting to see if they do things like that, if they can use Towns in a different way, as good as he is, where he's not just shooting threes, but he's a real presence down low because he can get to the basket. And those are the things that you kind of watch for. Now, obviously, the season is a lost season when you're this far below the Mendoza line, as they say, but you try to see, okay, philosophically, is there anything he can do with these guys that hasn't been done?
Yep, and we'll look forward to that tonight, 6:30 in the pregame show. Max, I'll watch for you on Channel 4, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
Mike Max here on WCCO, and our thanks to Dental Implant Center this morning for being here on the sports and talking about what they're doing over there. You talk about talents, you talk about high-level players, Dr. Sash and Dr. Trowbridge. I mean, these are top draft picks. If you had dental implant draft picks, they'd be at the top of the list, and I'll tell you why. Because they're not only doing this in the dental implant field, they're not only experts, they're not only great at it, they're not only all-stars at it, they teach other doctors techniques. That's pretty comforting when you're going in for a big move like this. Pretty reassuring. And the fact that you come over there for the consult, which I would say go do that, because that's just something you should do and find out what they do. And they'll come out and meet with you. So it isn't like they're going to have somebody else tell you what they do. They will tell you what they do. They're very good at what they do. They have a lot of business. It's busy at the Dental Implant Center in Minneapolis. But, boy, they can change lives. When you get that smile all back in shape, and you receive this complimentary consultation, the CT scan. They've got offers right now that could save you money. It's a good time to invest in yourself, frankly. And you've thought about it. Invest in your smile. It is really something. And visit Dental Implant Center, Minneapolis.com. Set up the consultation with Dr. Sass and Dr. Trowbridge. They are really good, obviously, at what they do. Dental Implant Center, Minneapolis.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.